A chess team from Harlem walks into a national championship. They're up against kids from elite private schools, students who've had years of expensive training, personal tutors, and every advantage money can buy. The Harlem students? They're from underprivileged backgrounds, learning chess in a public school with limited resources. Logic says they should get crushed. Instead, they tie for first place. This wasn't a fluke or a feel-good movie plot. It was 1991, and the Raging Rooks had just shattered one of our most persistent myths, that greatness is born, not built. Their coach, Maurice Ashley, didn't search for naturally gifted prodigies. He cultivated something far more powerful: character skills like discipline, resilience, and determination. This story opens a door to a radical truth. Your starting point doesn't determine your destination. We worship talent. Child prodigies make headlines. Naturals become legends. But here's what nobody tells you. Character skills, not raw talent, are the real engines of extraordinary achievement. Think of character as your ability to act on your values when pressure mounts and obstacles appear. Unlike personality traits you're born with, character is malleable. You can build it, strengthen it, reshape it throughout your entire life. Consider an experiment in West Africa where entrepreneurs receive training. One group learned cognitive skills, technical knowledge, strategic thinking. The other learned character skills, perseverance, adaptability, self-regulation. The character skills group saw dramatically better business outcomes. This challenges everything we've been taught about intelligence and success. Maurice Ashley understood this instinctively. He created scaffolding, temporary support structures that gradually fall away as independence grows, helping his students master not just chess moves, but life itself. The distinction matters enormously. Character isn't a soft skill you can ignore. It's the foundation upon which all other abilities rest, the difference between potential and performance. Sarah Maria Husband and Benny Lewis mastered multiple languages by deliberately embarrassing themselves, jumping into unprepared conversations, and embracing public mistakes. Their secret? Growth requires discomfort. That popular learning styles myth actually limits you by keeping you comfortable. Research shows most people retain information better through reading than listening, regardless of preference. Steve Martin's career proves this. Struggling as a comedian, he forced himself into writing, which felt unnatural. That uncomfortable shift led to his greatest success. Studies by psychologists Woolley and Fishbuck reveal that seeking discomfort boosts creativity and persistence. When improv students reframed awkwardness as a growth signal, they learned faster. Children excel at language learning partly because they're less concerned with looking foolish. Benny Lewis overcame shyness through social skydiving, deliberately putting himself in uncomfortable situations. Your discomfort is a compass pointing toward untapped potential. Sea sponges survive by filtering, absorbing, and regenerating, a perfect metaphor for human learning. Melody Hobson rose from poverty to co-CEO of an investment firm through persistent questioning and meticulous note-taking. Julius Yago became a world champion javelin thrower by teaching himself through YouTube videos in rural Kenya without formal coaching. To grow like these exemplars, become a sponge. Actively absorb and filter useful information. Shift focus from feedback, which dwells on past mistakes, to advice, which offers perspective guidance. Tadao Ando created minimalist structures that survived the catastrophic Kobe earthquake without a crack. This self-taught architect embraced wabi-sabi, the Japanese concept of finding beauty in imperfection. While others dismissed concrete for its flaws, Ando transformed visible imperfections into his signature style. Studies show straight-A students often miss the forest for the trees, failing to embrace diverse challenges and learn from errors. When choreographer Twyla Tharp's musical faced criticism, she embodied "done is better than perfect," making targeted improvements while preserving strengths. Excellence isn't about external validation, but personal standards. Evelyn Glennie, profoundly deaf and initially rejected by the Royal Academy of Music, became a world-renowned percussion soloist by transforming practice into joyful growth.
With teacher Ron Forbes' support, she developed a unique method for feeling music through vibrations. While the 10,000-hour rule emphasizes structured repetition, even Mozart felt drained by compulsive practice. The key difference is harmonious passion, finding joy in the process, which enhances both performance and sustainability. Brandon Payne exemplifies this principle. After failing as a player, he developed training that helped Steph Curry rise to basketball stardom. Despite initial setbacks, lack of scholarships, and criticisms about his physical limitations, Curry's methods revolutionized his playstyle and the sport. By turning repetitive drills into dynamic games, he mastered skills while sustaining his passion, ultimately shattering three-point records. Deliberate play marries the joy of free play with structured practice, preventing burnout while maintaining progress. When you love the process, mastery becomes achievable, sustainable, and deeply fulfilling.
R.A. Dickey's journey from baseball prospect to unexpected success reveals that progress isn't linear. When momentum falters, going backward may be necessary to advance. Studies show that after stagnation, performance often dips before improving. Experimenting with new methods initially hinders progress. Experts struggle to teach newcomers due to the curse of knowledge. They're so distant from the novice experience that basic concepts become difficult to communicate. Everyone experiences plateaus. Athletes facing physical decline, scientists losing neurons, surgeons dealing with deteriorating eyesight. A plateau isn't an end, but an opportunity to find a new trajectory. When efforts aren't showing results, we experience languishing, a stagnation that prevents motivation. Engaging in side hustles or hobbies renews motivation for primary goals by providing a sense of progress. Your plateau signals that your current path needs adjustment, not that you've reached your limit. The wisdom lies in recognizing when to persist and when to pivot.
The Golden 13, the U.S. Navy's first black officers, faced a course designed to break them. Instead of competing, they cooperated, each teaching their strengths, creating an unconventional learning environment that defied expectations. This reveals a powerful truth. Teaching builds competence, while coaching boosts confidence. Remarkably, the coach effect shows that advising others often reflects encouragement we need ourselves. Experiments prove giving advice elevates motivation and commitment more than receiving it. Allison Levine's Mount Everest ascent illustrates this further. Despite health challenges and initial failure, she returned to honor a late friend's legacy, transforming self-doubt into purpose beyond herself. Supporting others fueled her determination, leading to Everest's success and completing the adventurer's Grand Slam. When we scaffold each other, becoming both teachers and students, we unlock collective potential exceeding individual achievement. Community power isn't just emotional support, it's the practical reality that we learn best when simultaneously teaching and being taught.
Finland's 2000 education triumph came from ensuring every child received growth opportunities, not gifted programs or rigorous testing. Their equity-focused approach reduced achievement gaps, proving intelligence can be nurtured universally. Looping, where teachers stay with students for years, provides continuity that drives significant advances. School leaders act as head teachers, directly involved in classrooms, to prevent students from falling behind. Finnish education emphasizes learning through joy. Kindergartners engage in play and exploration, building cognitive competence and character skills like discipline and determination. When test scores declined, educators experimented with motivation-building initiatives like Me and My City, fostering autonomy and purpose. The lesson? Opportunity shapes innovators, and inclusive systems unlock society's hidden potential. Dreams aren't decorative. They're instrumental in shaping achievements. Realizing hidden potential requires resilience through setbacks, courage to embrace discomfort, and wisdom to find beauty in imperfection. Your starting point doesn't define you. Your willingness to grow does.
By developing character skills, absorbing knowledge, and creating systems of opportunity for ourselves and others, we achieve far more than imagined. The question isn't whether you have potential. You do. It's whether you'll do the uncomfortable, imperfect, joyful work of unlocking it.